This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The acting director of the Secret Service, Ronald Rowe Jr., briefing reporters in the wake of the assassination attempts on former President Trump, and says the latest nearly a week ago at Trump's Florida golf course represents a heightened alert.
What occurred on Sunday demonstrates that the threat environment in which the Secret Service operates is tremendous and under constant threat.
The acting director said lack of communication and drone issues were to blame for what he called the failure at the attempt at the July rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, to secure the area. It comes as House lawmakers passed a bipartisan measure calling to provide the same standards for major candidates as the agency does for the sitting president and vice president. Early in-person voting began today in Minnesota, South Dakota, and Virginia. And the U.S. is urging Israel and Hezbollah to de-escalate after deadly series of exploding devices. Israel today carried out a targeted strike in southern Beirut, killing a Hezbollah leader. This is
local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The state Supreme Court will decide whether Robert F. Kennedy's name should be removed from the ballot in Wisconsin. Kennedy is now a member of Donald Trump's transition team. He's trying to make it easier for his supporters to vote for Trump. He's been fighting that battle in court here in Wisconsin, where previous judges have told him under state law the only way off the ballot is to die. The case was in the 2nd District Court of Appeals, but the Wisconsin Elections Commission asked the state's high court to rule. Now they've accepted the case. And while the National Teamsters Union declined to endorse a presidential candidate, Wisconsin's did anyway. The National Union represents more than 1.3 million members and has endorsed a Democratic candidate in every presidential election since 2000. The Wisconsin chapter of the Teamsters unanimously voted to endorse Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz. They joined Teamsters unions in Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania, who have done the same. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Wisconsin continues to be a hot spot for politicians, having been visited by both presidential tickets in the past week. That will continue later today with Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris set to speak at a rally in Madison. Earlier this week, Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance spoke in Eau Claire. And over the weekend, Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz, who is also Minnesota's governor, spoke in Superior. The election is on Tuesday, November 5th. A man who was lost in a nature preserve in Buffalo County was found safe yesterday. The Buffalo County Sheriff's Office said that the 74-year-old man was reported missing after he didn't return to a meeting spot with his hunting partner. After going missing Wednesday, the man was found walking along railroad tracks on Thursday. Over 125 people joined the search, including a State Patrol aircraft and the DNR, before the man was found by the aircraft and eventually taken to safety by airboat and UTV.
Jordan Love might be ready to play this week. Hi, I'm Jimmy Kuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. It seems all anyone can focus on is the quarterback situation in Green Bay. Jordan Love was hurt in the season opener, but he might be available to play this Sunday. Love said he had a lot of thoughts when the injury happened.
You know, when it happened, it was very painful. Some people, it's the most pain I've been in on the field. So, you know, just a lot of emotions, but definitely very painful. And, you know, didn't know in the moment what might have happened, you know, what the injury actually was, how long I might be out. So it was definitely a scary moment.
If Love can't go, Malik Willis will get his second start. His former team, the Tennessee Titans, hosts the Packers Sunday at noon. The NL Central champion Milwaukee Brewers lost Thursday 5-1 to the Arizona Diamondbacks. The loss puts the Brewers 3 games back of the National League's best record. Same 2 teams tonight in Milwaukee. Wisconsin basketball, both men's and women's, announced their conference schedules on Thursday. You can see them at uwbadgers.com. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Kuska with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Sunny as we push into our last weekend of summer. Highs today will reach the low 80s and soar to the mid 80s tomorrow. Showers and storms move in Saturday night, soaking us at times on Sunday. And as we flip the page to autumn, our temperatures fall to highs in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
Here's to celebrating everyone's favorite time of year in Wisconsin with all our arty, fun-loving, foodie, feasting fall events. There's Kohler Food and Wine, Aaron's Art on Wheels at Road America, Red Cliff Cultural Days, Holy Hill Art and Craft Fair, and the Fests. Wausau's Ginseng Fest, Warren's Cranberry Fest, Bayfield Apple Fest, Milwaukee Film Fest. Whew, there's a whole lot of fall fun to be had in Wisconsin. Find more events at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Some big ideas being shared at the Cap Times Idea Fest in Madison. Civic Media is proud to be a part of it and will broadcast the one-on-one discussion with Liz Cheney. Hear why the former Republican Party leader does not support Donald Trump and more on Friday, September 20th at 7:30 p.m. Coverage featuring Liz Cheney live from Idea Fest, Friday night, September 20th at 7:30 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, James Santel, former U.S. attorney, host of Amicus, a Law Review, joins me. Are adult content creators being discriminated against at work? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Live on location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zomerins, back at the World Headquarters, high atop State Street, a block off the Cap Fair. We are live here at the beautiful Greene County Courthouse in downtown Monroe, Wisconsin, for the 110th Cheese Days in Monroe. Welcome back, Mr. What a great first hour there, and it's going to be equally as great. Looking forward to this, and thanks for doing a great job back in Madison.
Absolutely. It was fantastic to have that little Richland Center reunion, and we have a different kind of reunion going.
We have a different kind of reunion. You're absolutely right. Thank you so much, Mr. Zomers. He is right. We are getting cozy here in downtown Monroe. One little camera glitch, but hey, you got to make do, and we're doing that, and it's great to be with you, whether it's on Facebook, YouTube, X, and of course across our Civic Media Radio Network on terrestrial radio across the great state of Wisconsin and on the Civic Media app. Coming up in just a, you know what, Mr. Zomers, why don't we get this out of the way so we can get that going right away, our Text to Win contest, and then we can get into our guests here. But first of all, I want to introduce my co-host for this hour. He is the two-time chair of the Democratic Party, also a Navy veteran, a great author, and yes, he is an attorney, so I have legal counsel for this hour. His new book right here called Hunting Bernie Weber. Get it wherever books are sold right now. Matt Flynn, how the heck are you?
It's good to be here, Todd. I always love coming on your show, and here I'm in Monroe, Wisconsin on a great day. I'm in Monroe because my wife, Mary, formerly Etter, the family's been in Monroe since the 1880s.
Wow.
There's some authentic color here. We're here for Cheese Days. Good to be with you, Todd.
It's always fantastic to have you. We're going to introduce our other guests in just a moment. But first of all, Mr. Zomers, here we go. And time once again for Civic Media's Go for the Gold, Green and Gold Text to Win contest.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger.
Time once again for Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Matt, you're an attorney. You ever represent a gold digger?
Not that I knew of.
Not that you knew of. Okay, fair enough. All right, here we go. Here's how we do it. Download the Civic Media app on your Apple or Android device. You can do it for free. Go to the App Store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up. It is free. It takes less than a minute. It's what Gail King calls a deal. Do you know that? She says. Anyway, it's free. And then you open up the app. You'll see all of our lovely stations. And you choose the one closest to you, the one you listen to. Or just pick the top one, Waukesha or Madison. Click on that. On the right-hand side, you'll see a little thing that says text. And then you click that. I'm going to give you the word right now. And every hour that we do this contest, you're either going to win $100 cash or gold jewelry. And this hour, Matt, gold jewelry.
Well,
who doesn't like gold jewelry?
Everybody.
Everybody loves gold jewelry. And then everybody's going to be entered in to win the grand prize after next week. One grand prize winner, a pair. I have to be very careful. The lawyers tell me I have to be very careful. An indoor club level, two indoor club level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. I can't say the team or I can't bear the lawyers
just
tell
the
me.
City.
Yes.
No, go Pack.
No, I can't say that. And by the way, it's a state.
Go Green Bay.
Go Green Bay, yes. Yeah. And it's a statewide contest. The lawyers also say it's a statewide contest.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
It's a statewide contest. Go Green Bay.
Very good. Thank you, Matt Flynn. So here we go. Text, get ready. Here is your keyword for this hour. Text the following word this hour. The word is money. M-O-N-E-Y. As in money, money, money. M-O-N-E-Y. If you text in, you can win big money. The word this hour is money. M-O-N-E-Y. Text it right now, dial carefully or text carefully, because if it's a wrong word, there's no human that picks the winner. It's the computer, and the computer only recognizes correctly spelled words.
Yeah, No, that's right. And I was thinking Chris Moneymaker, who won the World Series of Poker, but don't do that. No, not Moneymaker, just money.
You're a poker player.
M-O-N-E-Y, I am a poker player.
Yeah, that's a big poker player. We are welcome. We are going to keep you up to 2 o'clock to text in money, M-O-N-E-Y, text money right now for the go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Matt Flynn, will you talk on this show whenever you're with us about your admirable service? We're big on veterans here. We're big on supporting the nation's military in this program. You are a veteran yourself of the United States Navy.
I am, and I'm delighted to be here with two other fellow veterans. We all served in different, really, decades. I went after college in 69, went in until 72. I was a Lieutenant JG. I was the ops officer of the USS Opportune out of Little Creek, Virginia, and I was among the three best years of my life. I really enjoyed it. There's nothing like the military for camaraderie. My two friends here whom I just met, I think, will vouch for that.
Yeah.
And it was a terrific experience.
Well, one of the great things about Cheese Days in Monroe, you know, I've got my family is coming down here where it's a family reunion. Speaking of, my oldest godson and his girlfriend are in from Indianapolis. My younger godson, who works on the civilian side for Department of Defense Navy out in Bremerton, he has an assignment, and he's going to be on a ship, and so he can't be here. But, you know, it brings people together, Cheese Days. And the cool thing, this is an actual story, this is what led to this next segment, is I'm setting up our equipment, and this wonderful guy comes up and just asks me about our Starlink setup, and it turns out that they're doing a big reunion here, and so I want to welcome on. Gentlemen, say both of your names and where you're from.
I'm Roger Grant from South Carolina.
Very good.
I'm Jerry Erdahl from Stoughton, Wisconsin.
Very good. And Roger, you came up to me and we got talking. Tell us what brings you to Wisconsin all the way from North Carolina.
Well, like I was talking to you earlier about the USS Guam
reunion.
There's a reunion every year around this time, and we pick different places around the United States, and Madison, Wisconsin happened to be this year, and Jerry's he's championing it. And we picked different venues and areas around here of interest that the veterans, like we went to the Veteran Memorial, Museum, and we just kind of enjoy our place, you know, so it's really good. We have about 50 sailors here from all decades, like you were saying earlier, and we're all stationed on the USS Guam, LPH-9 out of Norfolk.
Jerry?
Yep, and we have different stories that we tell, and everybody, you know, you talk about a certain portion of the ship, and they can picture it right in their mind. Like when I tell a story about dropping a safe six decks, you know, thinking that it's going to go all the way through the ship. It's just like, whoa. But
So which one, Jerry, you're the kind of the leader of the reunion?
I'm hosting
here.
It this year.
You're hosting it?
Yep.
So tell folks that might not be familiar with naval life, how do these reunions happen, and what does this mean to you as sailors?
Well, the ship is a big part of your life, and you get to the camaraderie of the different shipmates, and what you want to do is you want to relive your youth, and you think about, you know, your funnest times. And, of course, it was your worst times in the Navy, too, but you forget about those.
Right.
Okay, being out to sea for 90 days, and being off the coast of Iran during the Iran crisis, and off the coast of Yugoslavia when that broke up. And,
sure.
You know, but you relive the good times and have a good time, and it makes for a wonderful vacation, and it reduces the expense because you don't have to hire tour guides. Where I'm showing people around, we went up to Circus World and did the duck boats, and we went to Sons of Norway in Stoughton, and then we also went down to Fairbanks Morse Engine.
Oh yeah,
where they build the
Beloit, or where was that?
Yeah, down to Beloit,
yeah, right?
Where they build the emergency diesel generators.
Yeah. Right. The Capitol building too.
Yep.
Right. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yep.
That's great.
Yeah.
So, Jerry, you come up all the way from North Carolina. Do you go?
Roger.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's right.
The mad cow disease. I said, my head. But Roger,
I drank some of that beer.
I think
they renamed it the Spotted Cow.
Yes, 100% right. Is this? Have you come to these? How often do you have it? Is it like a class reunion every 5 years, or how often?
Every year.
Wow.
You know, we either Facebook. We have our own website. Try to reach out to people, and like I said, it was from 1965 to 1998. Right. So we got a whole, long history of different folks. So trying to hook up and do the reunions.
Well, it's funny. Fairbanks Morse was the outfit that made the engines for our ship.
Yeah, exactly.
So you guys were in Norfolk, you know where Little Creek is.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Right, that's
the
amphibious base, but it was also, where the service fleet went out of too.
Right.
So those were some good times, and I'll tell you what. My first orders were to an ARS out of Guam, speaking of the Guam.
Right.
And then they got reversed at the end, and I was sent to Little Creek. But it's good to be here with you guys. Yeah. I'd never met you before.
Yeah.
I have one question. Over four decades or whatever it is, are there any actual shipmates of either of you that show up? In other words, we're on the ship.
Yes.
There are some guys that
you know. Yeah.
Terrific.
Yeah. So, like in this reunion right now, there's three of us that are on the ship at the same time.
Yeah, great.
So that's really where the camaraderie goes. But I like to listen to all the sailors tell me war stories about the ships, because the Guam has a very storied career.
Right.
You know, it rescued the Gemini crew. Yeah. Went down there with a couple of events. We did the 13th reunion in Kenya.
Okay.
Went through the Suez Canal, Panama Canal, probably went all over the world. So
right.
it was a great ship, and like hearing all those stories. So
yeah, right. We've had this program three or four times now. Brigadier General David May, who is now the interim adjutant general of Wisconsin Air and Army National Guard, and we talk about recruiting so much, and things like this. Do you ever get out to see younger people? Do you ever tell them what your experience is in terms of letting them know, younger generations, about the service you can provide your country?
Yes, we do. In fact, the amazing thing is when we're at these various venues, whether it be Las Vegas or Branson, Missouri, we go to memorials and Vietnam era stations and stuff, and we see the young people there, and the kids come up and say thank you for your service. Wow. And we talk to them. Yeah. And they love to hear it. They're like sponges about the military. Wow. You know, we tell them about all the great things you can see in the military.
Yeah. 30 seconds.
Yep, and I tell them, I retired at the age of 39. And they're just like, what? You retired so early?
20 years?
Yeah, I did 20 years. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, I had a great time. If you ever seen the movie Antoine Fisher, I'm the white guy in it.
That's great.
All right, guys. You look for me.
Well, here you got. And by the way, great Brewers shirt on. They're National League winner, National League Central winners. Have you guys had cheese curds yet?
Yes, I have.
All right. Yeah, well, here these are fresh. These are fresh. The infamous Optimist. I have a napkin if you want one there.
Yep. Yeah, all right. I'll help myself.
All right, yeah, please do. All right.
Thank
so
you.
Because it's all about the cheese here, and I'm not sure how North Carolina does a cheese, but I mean, my goodness, you can't beat a good cheese curd.
No, that's great.
No.
All right, well, guys, thank you so much for your service, both of you. Thanks to you for coming up from North Carolina. Thank you for all that you do for our country and what you did continue to do and witnessing for our great veterans out there. Thank you so much. Well,
thank you, Todd.
Our pleasure.
Yeah.
Okay. Forgive my
gentlemen.
Nice
take care. Right.
Nice
see you.
Guys.
More after this. Don't go anywhere. We're live on location. Cheese Days in Monroe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Eagle 1490 AM.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law, who is right, who is wrong, who is for and who's against the law? Well, you see, I didn't really mean you any
harm. Welcome
back
to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're live on location here at the Greene County Courthouse on the square. When you hear Johnny Cash on this show, you know that Matt Flynn can't be far behind, and we are glad to have him here. Two-time the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin and a great attorney and a great author. Here's the brand new book. I have it in my hot little hands. This is a marker. I'm about halfway through. I got to find time, Matt, to read the rest of it, but it's fantastic. You can find it wherever books are sold. It's called Hunting Bernie Weber, Matthew J. Flynn, because you got to put the J because there's other Matthew Flynns out there, right?
There are, yeah. But thank you for plugging this. And I'll tell you what, on Hunting Bernie Weber, if anybody out there knows Milwaukee, you know UWM, River West, Three Brothers Restaurant, all of that, some very nefarious things happen in those places. But it's a comedy, and you will laugh your head off. You will see Milwaukee in a light that you never saw it before.
Hunting Bernie Weber by Matthew J. Flynn, wherever books are sold. Matt, you've been on the show a lot. We always appreciate you. And now I've had the pleasure of knowing your better half, your lovely wife, Mary. But here now, she's with us live and in person. Tell us why you brought she and her lovely sister along.
And I'd like to introduce my wife, Mary, and her sister Martha with me. And the reason they're along, besides the fact that they're my wife and sister-in-law, they are natives of Monroe, Wisconsin, where we are. In fact, their family moved here. They opened a store here in the 1880s.
Wow. They're
one of the oldest families in Monroe. Their maiden name was Etter, E-T-T-E-R. Their mother, Catherine Etter, was a school nurse in this area, well-known. Mm. Their brother, John, was well-known. He was an insurance agent. And so I just wanted them along because we're here at Cheese Days, and their mother was the queen of Cheese Days 20 years ago.
Wow. So
she wasn't the queen. She was a parade marshal.
She was the parade marshal. They have a female and a male parade marshal. Right. She was the female
Marshal. Mary, it's great to have you here, but both of you here. I've known you a little bit from events at Civic Media, but tell us, what's it like with living with Matt Flynn?
Oh, well, that's not a question.
Okay, we don't have enough time. We're going to a break.
It's never a dull moment. That's all.
Right? It really is. I think the world of him personally, and it just the friendship first and foremost. But he's very intelligent, knows a lot of stuff. But he also doesn't take himself too seriously. He cracks me up, so that's why I like to have him around. Is he like that as a partner in life as well?
Absolutely, and it's interesting. We have a joke on his study. He loves to write. Uh-huh. He loves to read. And he's always intellectually curious. But don't ask him to hammer a nail in the wall. So we have...
Or which end of a screwdriver to hold.
So we have a joke. We have a sign. Uh-huh. And if Matt's in his study writing, we hang a sign on the door that says carving ducks.
I like that.
And if he has a stack of papers in his office that he doesn't want me to touch, he'll put wood shavings on it.
The reason is, if you're from Monroe, somebody isn't actually doing something, you know, like carving a duck or doing something, they're not working, you know, and the idea of writing a book or reading a book is, well, that's cool, but, you know, what are you doing that's tangible?
Right.
So
right.
I have to make it look tangible in my home study, okay? That's just a disclosure. It's a disclosure.
I want to give you each a couple of minutes. Tell us, growing up here in Monroe, kind of what does Cheese Days mean to you, and what does it mean to you to come back here every year for Cheese Days?
Well, we're both Swiss by heritage, and we have a long Swiss heritage. Our great-great-grandfather was John Theodore Eder the First. Now we have John Theodore Eder the Seventh in our family.
Wow.
And he was the minister in New Glarus in the little church on the hill. For
Thirty-six or thirty-nine years.
39 years. And so, you know, Monroe is just in my blood. It's in my DNA. I'm Swiss. My father was Swiss. My mother was half Swiss. And our family business was on the square. Yeah. My mother was a school nurse for 37 years. Monroe is just in my DNA. I love it. It's just part of me. And I keep trying to say, Matt, come on, let's move to Monroe.
Just think of that.
Well, I like coming back on weekends occasionally, but I will say, their grandfather was mayor, their great-grandfather was mayor of Monroe.
That's great.
Yeah.
And for you, your memory of Monroe, what does it mean to come back every year or whenever you do come back?
Well, after I finished graduate school at the university, I came back and I worked for 18 years in the school district. I'm a speech and language pathologist, and then I was married and left, but always kept very much involved in our home here. Our family moved in that house 104 years ago.
Wow.
And then after my husband died, I spend part of my time here.
Sure.
And so I'm really stay connected. I come back here to be grounded.
I think that's so well put, because I truly think this is one of the best communities in all of Wisconsin.
It's Camelot.
Yeah. I mean, it's a community that loves their public schools and is focused on that as part of the community. We had people on Cheese Days yesterday, organizers, pointing out that there are a lot more Hispanics moving into the community that are working in the cheese industry, and they've integrated, and people support each other here by and large. And I think it's just a role model for how communities in Wisconsin should be.
Right.
Well, I think the world should be, or the country should be.
It's right. a kind, gentle place.
Yeah, it really is.
I think we punch way above our population weight.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Mary. And when you see how many people, you have tens of thousands, 100,000 people come in for every Cheese Day, and it, no one's going around, you know, getting drunk or picking fights. People are just all together, and it's a lovely thing.
Well, and if they do, they get right. in trouble fast.
That's right.
The struck says a schadenfreude in this community.
I like that a lot. About a minute and a half left here. Either of you want to mention something we haven't talked about so far, either about the community or about growing up here or about Cheese Days?
Well, I think what I see, we were just visiting before we came on, and it takes, I think, 1,000 volunteers to do this. And the fact that people interact with other people that they maybe don't interact with otherwise, and they cooperate, and they get the job done.
Yeah.
And I think that in a small community, that's so much easier than it is in a larger community, because you know which buttons to push.
Yeah. Mary?
I think it's the cooperation. I've been gone so long, so when I come back, it's a little frustrating to me, because I can't remember who lived in this house. Martha knows everyone.
Right.
But she brings me up to speed quickly. But it's the kindness and the energy and the cooperation, and you can become engaged instantly.
Well, and I think when new people move into this area, you know they're there, and you can reach out to them. And if you have common interests, you can get to know one another, which in a city is very difficult to do.
Yeah.
It's a great place to live.
Mary and Martha, thank you so very much. Appreciate you. Have a wonderful Cheese Days here in Monroe.
And we're headed for some cheese curds. Wants to come in for the weekend, be sure and come.
All right. Back with Matt Flynn after this. Don't go anywhere. The king and queen of Cheese Days right here on the Tylenol Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air. This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Biden administration has touted its efforts to reduce prescription drug costs for Medicare enrollees, including price negotiations with drug makers. There's been chatter among Republicans about rolling back those provisions. The latest polling data from AARP shows tinkering with those moves would not sit well with voters here in the Badger State. Pollster Bob Ward from research firm Fabrizio Ward.
We asked this question back in July in Wisconsin and again here in this poll. And the choice between, you know, supporting a member of Congress who wants to continue negotiating lower drug prices is at 79% versus support for the member who wants to end negotiating for lower drug prices, 8%.
The balance of power in the U.S. Senate is also being closely watched this election. In the AARP Wisconsin poll, incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin holds a 3-point lead over Republican challenger Eric Hovde among all likely voters. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. At last night's La Crosse County Board meeting, the board voted to decommission 14 watershed dams as part of a broader plan in the Coulee region to take dozens of failing dams offline to mitigate flood risk. The board approved a zoning item to add residential areas to the town of Holland. The board also approved a permit to allow for a solar array in the town of Greenfield. Other items acted on last night include several appointments and a resolution to accept state funding for mental health services in the area. A change is coming to parades during this year's Oktoberfest celebration. Based on the recommendation of the La Crosse Police Department, candy will no longer be thrown from those in the parade due to safety risks. The LCPD said that the main concern is children running out in front of vehicles in the parade. No candy will be handed out during the Torchlight Parade on September 26th, while the Maple Leaf Parade will hand out candy to spectators. The new no candy throwing policy is effective beginning this year. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Looking for a new show to binge that will make you laugh heading into the weekend? Here are some Emmy winners worth taking a look at. Hacks took home Best Comedy and brought Jean Smart the Emmy for Best Actress and Best Comedy Writing. All three seasons are available on Max. If it's a drama you want, Shogun won 18 Emmys, including Best Actor, Actress, and Best Drama. There is a season 2 in the works. Happy viewing. Lady Gaga is having a very good year. The singer-actress plays opposite Joaquin Phoenix in Joker Folie à Deux. She had a chart topper with Bruno Mars and has a studio album coming out in October. She recently appeared on the podcast What's Next? The Future with Bill Gates and addressed rumors that people said she was a man early in her career. Gaga said when dealing with misinformation, her attitude is, I'm used to it, I'm a performer, and I think it's kind of funny. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Sunny as we push into our last weekend of summer. Highs today will reach the low 80s and soar to the mid 80s tomorrow. Showers and storms move in Saturday night, soaking us at times on Sunday. And as we flip the page to autumn, our temperatures fall to highs in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Mr. Global will be here to talk about gas and energy prices. Send in your questions to Jane Says at civicmedia.us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Oh, you can see. Move in a little bit.
seeking truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to Tallyball Show across the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location at Cheese Days in Monroe on the beautiful and historic grounds of the Greene County Courthouse here, along with Matt Flynn, my co-host for this hour. And don't forget, we are right in the middle of Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. This hour, somebody's going to win gold, Matt.
That's amazing. No, yeah. This is quite a deal.
Pull your mic up there a little bit, my friend.
Yeah.
There we go.
This is quite a deal. The problem is I can't get to my cell phone right now. Plus, you and I aren't supposed to win.
We're not supposed to win.
Okay. Matt, we could win.
Matt trying to make a buck here. Right.
We could win, but we're not going to.
We're not going to.
He needs it, right?
That's right. You know, those attorneys,
right,
we all keep in business.
Right.
But no, somebody in all seriousness is going to win gold jewelry this hour. And also you're entered in for the grand prize. One person will win a pair of indoor club level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay on Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. It's very simple to enter right now. Download the Civic Media app on your iPhone or Apple device, or your iPhone or Android device, rather. If you don't have it, open it up, click on one of the stations, go to the text button, and on the text button, you hit that, and then text this word right now, money. The word this hour is money, M-O-N-E-Y, text money. M-O-N-E-Y, money is the word this hour in our green and gold text to win contest. We are going for the gold right now. I'm going to have a lot of fun doing it because we have royalty with us, Matt Flynn.
We do. We have essentially the royalty of the Cheese Days Parade. And my mother-in-law had been the female head of it. I don't know if it was the queen or, you know, whatever they call it, parade marshal. But we have... Tony Zugragan and Esther, his wife, good friends of mine, and the owners of Alpendale Cheese Store, from which I've ordered a heck of a lot of cheese, and it's the best cheese in the state of Wisconsin.
Thank you very much, Matt.
Well, congratulations, Tony, Esther, and it's just a privilege to have the King and Queen with us. I know you folks are really, really busy, but congrats.
Well, thank you very much. It's a great honor. We took that on very humble because we felt, well, there are other people. But thank you very much to the board of Cheese Days. You know, thank you to Monroe, to Greene County, that they put the trust in us to represent the cheese. We mean Greene County Gold.
Wow.
That's what we call it here, because our cheese, because it is the worst weighed in gold, you know, and it's a great honor, as I say, you know, but we do it with pride and joy.
Well, really, congratulations. Esther, tell us a little bit about how long have you guys been here in Greene County, and how did you meet?
Well, I came in 1983 as an FFA exchange student.
Okay.
That way I could get a visa to stay in this country.
From
Switzerland.
From Switzerland.
Yes.
All right, very
and
good.
I was kind of the one that wanted to go and see the world, you know.
Okay, yeah.
I'm one out of six kids, so then I got the visa and I came to New Glarus as an FFA exchange student. That's where Tony and I met.
Wow, that's fantastic.
And then, you know, couple years later, I had to go back. In 87, I came back, and we started, you know, our lives together, and right. Now we are married 35 years. We have together 4 kids and 11 grandkids.
Wow.
Wonderful.
Congratulations. What a beautiful family.
Thank you.
So how did you end up in the cheese business?
Well, I grew up on a farm, you know, a small dairy farm. Mom and Dad raised 8 of us on less than 20 acres, you know. We of course, always ate cheese. We always had to help. I was number 7 out of 8. But I had the chance to go to school and be an exchange student in Madison at the university in 78. Immigrated in 81, you know, and farmed, you know, milked 50 cows or raised the livestock and all that for at least 15 years or so. And while in that already, we always loved cheese and the milk. You know, it's made from milk, the planet's most perfect food for mankind, you know, and all that. And so Esther went to the farmer's market in Madison for 5 or 6 years, between 1995, you know. We went to the town hall factory at that time. It's called now the, I think, Edelweiss Cheese, you know, to cut cheese, to pack it till 1 o'clock in the morning and label it at the kitchen table, you know, and then 4 o'clock we packed the fridge, you know, on top of the truck, and I sent it off to Madison while I did the farm chore and all that, you know. But then later we had a chance to, actually in 2009, very early on in January, a guy called me and said, would you know somebody that would want to buy Alpentel? It's coming available. And I said, yeah, I think I know somebody. And I said, when can we meet?
Right. Esther, have you, both of you, been here so long now? You've been to more than one cheese. Not your first rodeo, not your first cheese days. But what I tell people, I've been coming here for about 20 years or so, and the accents are authentic, the dress is authentic, the elk horns are authentic. You know, this is real, authentic Swiss culture. But in your time, Esther, what have you seen change, and how has the cheese days gotten bigger and better?
You know, we still remember the older Swiss people when we came here. You know, there's very, you know, well-known, like Martha Burnett and the Yagis. You know, they were also king and queen at some point, you know. So we sure miss them all, you know, and it doesn't feel quite the same. But, you know, for here, for Monroe, I think it's so beautiful. It's homecoming.
Right.
Everybody likes to come home for cheese days, to be with their families. Yeah. To see the heritage, and there's so many, they still have their Swiss outfits and they wear them with pride, you know, and it's beautiful. You see the little kids, everything is so excited.
Yeah, we hear that word, Matt, so often, homecoming, right?
Yes.
Well, that's a brilliant way to describe it, because when you there's only 10,000 people in Monroe, really.
Right.
You come on cheese days, one time in the 100th anniversary, there are 100,000 people. They were all over the place. This is a magnet. You know, there's a Swiss community up northwestern part of the state, but this is it. Green County is really it.
Green County is really it.
New Glarus, yeah. And so.
And I mean the entire cheese industry, the Swiss cheese industry, started right here in Green County. I know the immigrants to New Glarus came in 1845, but then in 1848, some people, they bought a few cows from Ohio, actually, got them in, and then they started to make cheese, and that's And of course, the immigration stream dominated by Europeans and Swiss into Green County, you know. They all brought their trades, the farmers, the cheesemakers, and all that. And that's what we celebrate here today, the history, the heritage, the beautiful traditions of Swiss culture and all that, you know, that we want to do with yodeling music. And of course, you know, the hardworking farmers, you know, behind the scenes, they should really be, we want to make sure that we shout out that the respect goes to them, because they produce the milk, the cheese makers, they make the cheese, and that's what we celebrate today.
You couldn't have said it better. I know you got a busy schedule. You want to be respectful of your time. You're due on a stage next door here right now, but I heard you're a yodeler, Tony. Is that true?
Yeah, sometimes.
can we hear a little yodeling here before we let you go? Because this is fantastic.
Well, we'll try it.
All right, here we go.
Bravo. Honest to God.
Honest to God.
I love it.
I have that
one. That's the real deal.
That yodel comes with me just like the Lord.
I
don't pack him every morning, but when I need him, he's with me.
I love it.
Yodel and the Lord.
Oh, that, you guys are the best. Wonderful. Thank you. Congratulations,
thank
King
you.
And Queen here, Tony
so
Esser Skrotkin. We appreciate you both so much and for stopping by and being generous of your time.
We appreciate what you're doing. You know, we need to send the message out to all of Wisconsin. You know, Green County is the mecca of the cheese industry. We have more cheese factories, we have more massive cheese makers here in Green County than in any other small area like this. And that's what we celebrate here today.
It's a great. Have a wonderful cheese day, both of you, and congratulations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, we're gonna. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
You can't do better than that, ladies and gentlemen. Right there, the king and queen of cheese days here, alive in Monroe, and we thank you for it so very much. But I'll turn your mics off because I know you guys got to get to the other stage. And we have Dick come on just. second as well. So there you go, Matt Flynn. You can't do it. You can't do much better than that when you have the real deal here, the king and queen, and people right from Switzerland,
they're
right?
They're going to be in the parade on Sunday. If anybody's listening, come to Monroe on Sunday for
the
parade.
The big Swiss You'll colony parade. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, and here we got. Here we go. This is fantastic. I mean, it's just one thing after another, Matt Flynn. Dick is going to come up here as well. Dick Martin from Cheese Days. But now, more music, Matt, live here. We have one of our fantastic, this is great, one of our fantastic accordion players here at Cheese Days. We're going to have you sit down right there, and we're going to put on a headset. We're doing this in real time. Is it okay if I put that over your, there you go. Can you hear okay there, sir? All right, go ahead. Give us a look. Can you talk for a second?
Oh, testing, 1, 2.
All right, very good. Yeah, give us your name, please, and what is your role here at Cheese Days?
My name is Good Time Eddie, and...
Good Time Eddie? Yes. You ever had a guest?
That's good.
That's fantastic, right? Good Time...
My name is Eddie Edward.
Yeah.
Good Time Eddie is...
Good Time Eddie, that's great. And you have an accordion here, an authentic accordion?
This is a Hohner button box from Germany, and... It's on the same principle as a concertina. Each note is different in and out.
That's fantastic. That's really great. All right, so here we go. Play us what are you going to play us? Play us a little tune if you would be so kind.
Oh, sure.
All right. Here we go. This is live in Monroe, a little authentic music.
In heaven there is no beer.
I was going to say, I immediately recognized that one.
Heaven, there is no beer. That's why we drink it here.
That's maestro.
Yes.
And you just you walk around here. I've been coming to Cheese Days for probably 20 years or so, and you just come around and you provide this music, and people don't have to pay any admission. They can see you perform just walking around the square.
That's what I do. I'm the roving musician. I walk around the square.
That's fantastic.
And this is my fourth or fifth Cheese Days Festival.
Wow, really? Yes. That's fantastic. I'm going to wave Dick up here. I think he's looking at me. We'll see. But so your fourth or fifth Cheese Days, and what's kind of your favorite memory besides playing? What do you really enjoy about Cheese Days? You're in your Lederhosen. That's great.
Well, when I first started playing Cheese Days, all kinds of doors opened up because at the time, Stephanie Klett was the head of
tourism. Yep.
And she was doing a commercial for the state of Wisconsin and asked me if I would like to participate, and I was in that commercial, and that was an experience, and all kinds of doors opened up from playing in Monroe Cheese Days.
And do you have other gigs you do besides this throughout the year?
Yes, I do a lot of senior centers. We make God's older children happy.
That's great.
That's my mission in life, and I do Oktoberfest. I'm from Lake Geneva.
Oh, nice.
I do Lake Geneva Oktoberfest, Elkhorn. We've done Kenosha. And festivals, spaghetti feeds we do.
How about that?
Yes, yes. We're a universal entertainer.
That's just the best. And I think, again, this is a family-friendly event. It doesn't matter whether they're small kids up through seniors. Everybody can come here, feel safe, and have a great time. There's something for everybody at Cheese Days in Monroe.
Yes. It's nice to see families, children. Mm-hmm. The whole family is out. And this is a true slice of Americana right here.
Well, and you know, I used to come, and same here now. You'll have the Swiss singers. They'll have an Alphorn player. They'll have yodelers and this, the accordion, and around the whole square. And you would think you were in a town in Bavaria or Switzerland. Yeah.
Exactly.
We're right here.
Yes.
Right here.
Good Time, Eddie. Thank you very much. Could you play us out here and give about 45 seconds to a minute of music on the way out here? All right, here we go. It does not get more authentic than this, ladies and gentlemen. We are here on the square, Matt Flynn direct, Tom Allball, the Civic Media Radio Network at Cheese Days in Monroe. Play us out, Good Time, Eddie. Yeah.
This is the talk of lacrosse. Eagle 1490 AM.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Welcome back to Cheese Days in Monroe. It's the Tunnel Ball Show live on location here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us. Matt Flynn, my co-host for the hour, two-time chair of the Democratic Party, an author, an attorney. His brand new book called Hunting Bernie Weber, right now in stores by Matthew J. Flynn. Hunting Bernie Weber, it's a great book. Matt, I'm not sure even an author like you could write a story as perfect as this here at Cheese Days.
Well, no one would believe it. They'd say, come on, you got to put in a little controversy. There is no controversy. This is a terrific thing. We've had some great guests, and we have a couple more great guests right now.
Yeah, and we want to plug Good Time Eddie real quick.
I wanted to, just everybody who is listening, the guy that played the accordion, he called himself Good Time Eddie. His name is Eddie Kobeska from Lake Geneva, and you can get him at 262-949-5349. He plays for anniversaries. He plays for parties. He plays all over the place. But Good Time Eddie, Eddie Kobeska, Lake Geneva.
Yeah.
262-949-5349. Give him a call.
Thanks, Matt. Really appreciate that. Right now, we have the guy who is my friend Rob Wheat here in Madison. Linked me up with the guy we're going to bring on right now, and he's the guy that made all this possible and helping oversee things not only in for Cheese Days, but also the Greene County Courthouse. Dick Marty. Dick, thanks for taking time out of your very, very busy Cheese Days. Thanks for being on.
Thanks for having me.
That's really great. Tell folks a little bit about what your responsibilities are for Cheese Days first, then we'll get into the courthouse.
Well, Cheese Days is kind of above and beyond. So we do the maintenance for the courthouse, and of course, Cheese Days encompasses the courthouse and the courthouse square. So I'm kind of a hands-on guy. So, and I hate to say no to anybody. Noreen is,
Noreen Rucker.
She's a good hostess and. She wants, we give her.
Yeah, it's really fantastic. And you've got, who's this guy next to you?
This is my grandson, Thomas. He's from Waukegan. He came, skipped school today and came up to Cheese Day.
Another one. This is an education in and of itself, right?
Absolutely.
Thomas, how do you like it so far? Have you been here before?
Yeah.
And you like Cheese Days, all right? And you got the cheese wedgie or necklace. You're all set to go.
And then he's got the...
Look at this. Oh, look at that.
Cheese shoes. Noreen just gave him the shoes, too.
Got the cheese flip-flop there. That's fantastic. I love it. Dick, tell us about, because I said Rob Wheat, my friend here, he's an architect. He's worked a little bit on this specific project, literally where we're sitting right now. But tell folks about this renovation of the Greene County Courthouse.
So I've been with the county. So, okay, sure. You started this and I am. Right. So I've been with the county since 1978.
Wow.
I started the week I got out of high school. I worked for Highway.
Really?
And I'm third generation Highway, actually. Yeah. And in 2017, the county clerk asked if I would, the maintenance person at the courthouse was retiring, asked if I'd, I hee-hawed around, and boy, I don't know if I want to do this. The highway's all I know.
Yeah.
And so I came to the courthouse, and at that time, the courthouse needed some restoration.
Sure.
Courthouse had an asphalt shingle roof on that was past its age. The heating and cooling HVAC system was beyond its time. And so we started in 2018. We replaced the HVAC system. We're in the process of installing a fire suppression system, which has turned into be a little bit of a problem. It's getting there.
Yeah.
And then we were going to do the roof, and we started out at a $1.7 million roof project. Well, it turned out, in all transparency, it turned out to be about $8.8 million. Yeah. But
it's a historical, intricate roof. There's turrets. I mean, it's very steep, but there's round parts. And I mean, it's a historic courthouse.
And as the building sits, the rain gutters sit over the walls, the masonry walls. So the rain gutters had leaked over the years.
Yep.
And the water wasn't leaking in the building. You didn't have drips like at home, but it was in the walls, and then it would freeze and thaw. The walls are all masonry. They're three widths of a brick thick. So over the years, so when they started to cut in point, everything behind the face brick was...
Yeah. Like a lot of restoration projects, there's always more once you get in there, right?
So originally, the project just started from 40 feet up, and they were just going to cut and point to everything. Well, then we found more problems, and as we set up scaffolding, there were plus or minus 20 change orders, but they weren't really change orders. They were change in scope of work, and they couldn't give us estimates as to what they had to do until they could get there, and you could not tell this from the ground.
I don't want to run out of time, but a minute left here for this segment. But tell folks, it's open to the public. It's a beautiful
courthouse. Is open to the public.
Tell people how they can come in and watch it. Look at this.
Right. Anytime, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., walking tours, it's open. If you look me up, private tours. We'll take you behind the scenes and happy to do it.
Well,
pretty much my passion. So.
Well, it would be. I want to make sure we get this out here because not for Ben Rob Wheat's connection to you, Dick, and your hospitality and graciousness, we literally wouldn't be on the air because Dick helped us get electric to this place. He gave us a room to store our equipment here, and I always want to take time for all the folks behind the cameras who don't often enough get the credit you deserve. So thank you to you, Dick, and everybody here at the Greene County Courthouse for your hospitality the last 2 days.
Happy to have you.
Happy to have you. Cheese
Glad you could come.
And our pleasure. And Thomas,
thanks for having us on.
Yes, Thomas, happy Cheese Days to you.
Happy Cheese Days to you, too.
All right. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you. Really
appreciate it. Our pleasure. Well, there you go, Matt. About a minute and a half here to wrap things up. Your final thoughts on Cheese Days.
Well, it's every 2 years. Love coming down, and largely because I have family here, the Etter family, my in-laws. But having said that, let me tell you something. Wisconsin is strong. Wisconsin's vibrant. You go around the state. I'm a Milwaukee guy, so Milwaukee's a great town. So is Madison. But I'll tell you what: every county in the state has a courthouse, and they're all in the book. You can look it up, and they're architectural gems. And this one in Monroe is one of the best.
Yep.
It's the Swiss culture, but it's also a beautiful building, beautiful place to live. Come to Greene County. Come to Monroe. Yep. New Glarus has Wilhelm Tell Festival, the Heidi Festival, they have the Cheese Festival here.
Come.
And if you have a real need for, you know, pigtails, lederhosen, and cheese, this is the place to come.
Come to Cheese Days in Monroe, the big parade, the Swiss Colony Parade on Sunday, and great music throughout the whole week. Thanks to Aaron Zomers for doing a great job back in Madison. We'll see you live on Monday back in the studio. Maggie Dawn is next. On behalf of everybody, we thank everybody. We'll see you on Monday. Keep banging your drum.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, the lovable producer Conrad is being vague about his plans on his night off. But I will be joined by the awesomely talented Amanda Nimmer. And Terry Barr swings by on a bar band Friday night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump, on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, Orange Man. Losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.